Lesson 8. Life in New York City, Part 2.
The two are sitting in the cafe, and the man is telling Lucy about life in New York City.
Even if there is a one-way street, you should look both ways for cyclists. Cyclists in New York are pretty aggressive, and they can come at you at a crazy speed.
I see. So getting around the streets seems to be an art in itself.
It is, indeed. Most pedestrians master the art of jaywalking. But that's not all. It is difficult to feel at home and grounded in a city where change is a daily part of life, so you should find your special cafe or bar where you know the staff and the regulars, so that you can see a few familiar faces whenever you long to.
I can imagine that it is difficult not to feel alone in a city like this.
What is also important when planning your day is to pack everything you need for the whole day, because most of the time it will not make sense to go home between work and the gym, the theater, or whatever you have planned for the evening.
Funny you say that. I was just thinking about when to stop sightseeing and get back to my hotel, so I would have enough time to get ready for the Met tonight. So, yes, maybe I should have planned ahead.
It is still early, and you can always take the subway or a taxi. That was mostly meant for work days and everyday life.
By the way, can I pay by card in this cafe? I didn't bring any cash.
Yes, they do accept cards here, but you should always have some cash on you, because in many places they don't. Weird in a city like this, don't you think?
Yes, it all looks so modern and up-to-date. You'd think everywhere had the latest technology. Hey, maybe you can help me. I wanted to go and see the High Line. Can you tell me how to get there from here?
Yes, that's easy.